called Customer Support. My name is Shane. How may I help you?
Yes, I signed up the other day online and I've emailed you guys twice to cancel the shipping charges for an order because I didn't realize it was signing me up for something else. It was supposed to just be for a product to be shipped.
All right.
Nobody's responded.
I'd be more than happy to look today for you. May I have your zip code?
89123.
You said 31123?
No, I'm sorry. 89074 is probably the one you guys have. Are you looking for shipping or mailing zip codes?
I would just need a zip code to try to pull up an account with your information.
Okay, it's either 89074.
Your first and last name?
Darrell Dar.
Yeah, that one is not pulling up. What was the other one?
84759.
And can you verify your address for security purposes?
138 West 200 North, Panguitch, Utah. Box 324.
Okay. I was able to locate an account with your information. I'm just waiting for it to load, so just bear with me. Okay, so upon looking at your account, Ms. Dar, I see here that on the 17th of December, you entered a state for a cookware where you pay shipping and handling of $6.95, and you said that you wanted to have that canceled.
Yes, because when I got the confirmation, it said it was signing me up for something, and I wasn't signing up for anything. I was just paying the shipping as it was requiring.
All right, well, I can go on and cancel that for you. I can also provide you a confirmation number stating that you called in to have it canceled.
Okay, great. And will you email me a confirmation as well of that charge for being reversed?
Well, the $6.95, unfortunately, we're not able to refund that amount because it is a valid charge.
It's not a valid charge.
Yes, ma'am. When you sign up to enter the sweet state for the cookware, you have to enter your card number to get it. You have to pay the shipping and handling.
I didn't enter a sweepstake. I was paying shipping for a product to be ordered. That's different. It's not a valid charge.
Yes, ma'am, it is a valid charge. And unfortunately, we're not able to reverse that charge.
Yes, you are.
No, ma'am, we're not. I do apologize about that.
So what are you sending me an email confirmation for?
A confirmation that's stating that you called in the council, the membership.
There is no membership. You just said there's no membership. You said it's a sweepstakes. What the hell is it? Is it shipping a product? Is it a sweepstakes? Or is it a membership? You tell me what you're screwing me over for. That's what I want to know.
We're not screwing you over, ma'am. You signed up for this product. When it's,
I did not sign up for a sweepstakes or a membership. I signed up to ship a product, which is not happening, right? There is no product. So you're screwing people.
No, ma'am. We're not screwing anyone.
Well, I would like it refunded immediately, and I want everything canceled. I don't want to participate in whatever it is you're doing.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to go on and cancel it, but I'm not able to reverse that $6.95. It's a valid charge.
Then what are you keeping it for? It's not a valid charge if you're canceling everything.
Yes, ma'am, it's because you enter in the sweepstake. That's why it's a valid charge.
You're taking me out!
Yes, I'm
That means it's no longer valid.
No, ma'am. I'm canceling it so you will no longer be charged.
Charged for what?
To be entered. Like, if you don't win the cookware, you
can
will be...
Can you speak to somebody else who can actually help me? Because, obviously, you're just talking in circles.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I would like to speak to somebody who can actually help me.
Okay, I'm not able to just transfer.
And I'm going to turn you guys in to the Better Business Bureau as well. What is your name?
Shan.
Shan?
That is correct.
And Shan, who's in charge there?
Ma'am.
What's the company name and what's the business tax ID number?
I'm not able to provide the information, ma'am.
Yes, you
I
are.
can no, ma'am, I'm not.
Yeah, you can.
No, ma'am, I cannot.
If
I
this
can
is
only
a
pro
valid business, then you can provide me with your business name.
I can provide you with the name, but I'm not able to provide you the tax ID number.
What's the business name?
Factory Direct Saving.
What is it?
Factory Direct Saving.
Thank you, Direct Savings.
Yes, ma'am.
So you are a scam.
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is the owner's name?
I'm not able to disclose that information, ma'am.
Sure you are.
No, ma'am,
If
I'm
you're a
not.
valid business, then there is an owner or a partnership, there is an LLC, and there's a direct phone number that I can speak to them, or a tax ID number where I can look up this to make sure it's a valid business.
Ma'am, I'm not able to provide the information. We don't have the information in front of us.
Okay, so somebody there does though.
No, ma'am.
You're saying there's no one in charge, it's just you. So are you the scammer?
I'm not a scammer. You called me, ma'am.
Yeah, I called you to get my refund for your scam.
It's not a scam, ma'am. You enter your card number to enter in the sweepstakes.
It wasn't a sweepstakes, love. It was shipping fees.
Yes, you
Now
won.
it's a sweepstakes. Now it's a membership. Now it's whatever you're deciding to make it so you can keep charging my card.
No,
And I
ma'am.
want the confirmation number.
You will not be charged anymore once we cancel out your membership for it.
I shouldn't have been charged in the first place because this isn't even real. What is the number for the confirmation?
It's either Charlie 681-386-402.
Okay, great. So you can email me because you have my information, a confirmation email that says that everything has been canceled and that you're going to refund it.
Well, you will automatically receive a confirmation number stating that your account has been canceled. As I did inform you, I do apologize, but we are not able to reverse that charge.
Okay, and you're saying again that there is nobody. This call is being recorded, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
By who?
The calls are being
Answer me
monitored and
now.
recorded. Ma'am?
By who?
You said by who?
Yeah, who's recording this call?
They're automatically being recorded when you call in.
So you don't know who you work for. You have no information about your business, and you're just taking people's information and credit card numbers. Is that correct?
I didn't take your card information. You entered it online.
So again, there is no manager or owner of this company. Thank you, Direct Savings.
We do have one. You can go online and look that information up now.
Okay, I'll do that while I have you on the phone. And then I will call the Better Business Bureau. Thank you. Direct Savings. There is no thank you, Direct Savings.
Yes, ma'am, it is one online. Factory Direct Saving Club.
No, there's not.
And you should also receive the email stating that.
No, because the email I got just gave a phone number, and the email that I emailed never responded. It's a scam. Nobody responded in 3 days. You're the only person who picked up, and you're telling me you don't even know who you work for.
No, ma'am, I didn't say I didn't know who I work for. I provided
You
you the
have no
company
contact
name.
information for anybody you work for.
I provided you the company name, ma'am.
Which isn't a company. I'm looking for a company named Thank You Direct Savings. Looking it up right now, love. You can go online too and see that you work for no one. So is this you that's scamming people?
No, ma'am, I'm not scamming anyone. We're not scamming anyone here.
So when is the sweepstakes that I pay for?
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I didn't quite catch that. You said what was it?
When is the sweepstakes that I paid for?
When was it?
When is it?
It was you done it on December 17th of this month.
Well, then why did you take my card after the 17th?
You said why did we take your card after the 17th?
After the sweepstakes is already over.
No, ma'am. When you enter your payment, that's when the card was the payment was taken out. Now, when they
Yeah,
reflect,
after the sweepstakes.
it's not
So,
after.
yeah, it was. It was after it. So, you're full of shit. And I want a refund. Because
Right, let me see what I can do for
it
you.
wasn't
May I
even a
place you on
valid
a brief
sweepstakes
field?
and there was no
May I
chance
place you
of
on a
even
brief field
winning.
agreement? Otherwise, see if I can do this for you.
I'm sorry, are you like driving in your car?
Ma'am, I'm not in no car. Are you in a
Okay, so
car?
tell me, no, then where's all the feedback coming from?
I am in a call center, ma'am.
Then you should be able to provide more information and ask and answer the question, why was my card charged after the sweepstakes,
You
if
was
there
not
was even
charged
one?
after the sweepstakes, ma'am. You were charged the day that you made the payment. Now, when it reflects into your bank account, that depends on your bank.
No, ma'am. You took my card information before, after the sweepstakes, you just said what process on the 17th.
It's showing in our system that you ordered the sweepstakes like on the 17th of
I didn't order
December.
any sweepstakes. I was paying shipping
Yes, there was the shipping and
for
handling
an
fee
item
on
that's
the
never going to
product.
come.
Well, ma'am, you signed up for this product.
No, I didn't. It's not a product. It's not even a thing. There isn't anything. There's no sweepstakes. There's no membership. There is nothing but you taking my credit card.
Ma'am, you entered your credit card. I didn't take your credit card.
Yeah, you did.
No,
Because
ma'am.
you falsely lied online. What is your date of birth, Shan?
I'm not able to provide the information.
Yes, you are.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
What is your last name and what is your date of birth?
I'm not able to provide you the information, ma'am.
Okay, so you can't give me anything else except nothing, essentially. I'll cancel it with my credit card company. Thank you so much.